This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you. We've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, September 15th, 2017. We're going to have wide open phones today on the latest terror bombing that burned a woman head to toe, injured several children, 22 people in intensive care right now in London. And, of course, the police don't want to release the surveillance footage. They want you to know it wasn't an Islamic attack. It was a terror attack, but it was individuals, because it's never Islamic terror, even though it is Islamic terror. And we're now getting knifemen shouting Allah Akbar attacks a soldier on patrol in Paris. But that has nothing to do with Allah Akbar. Hammer attack on two women, my man screaming Allah Akbar. Yeah, you better stop wearing those dresses, ladies. You better start covering up, or Allah Akbar, Sharia law, upside your head. And don't criticize it, though, or the police, ladies and gentlemen, are going to come give you a visit and try to intimidate you into submission. Good, call their bluff. Let them try to put you in prison. You'll end up being a hero like Tony Robinson, who I want to get back on the broadcast. We have a headline out today for some of the live feeds of the videos on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter with the headline, Dwayne The Rock Johnson announces presidential run. And that's because he did announce a month ago, and he did file with the Elections Commission. You can call it a stunt if you want, but we're just 2.5 years out from this, and he reportedly is a conservative populist. And if Donald Trump wants to betray folks and go with DACA, and if Donald Trump wants to get in bed with a goblin, that's Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer, and if we catch him in bed with a goblin, if we catch him in bed with the forces of Mordor, well, then we should draft Dwayne Johnson, because all the numbers show you're not going to beat him. Handsome, super smart, amazingly successful, and a libertarian conservative, according to even mainstream news. But I have sources from the WWE that worked with him over the years, and obviously I have sources in Hollywood, and they say super hardworking, super nice, absolutely hates globalists, hates Kaepernick, BLM, all of it. So, smart, good-looking, pro-America guy with brown skin. Yes, put him in office immediately. I love it. Listen, I'm not dumping Trump right now, and Trump's done a great job, but we're going to debate this about what do we do if old Trump goes sideways, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do if Trump goes sideways? Well, The Rock Dwayne Johnson is a lot better than Kid Rock. Nothing against Kid Rock. He's got some okay music and stuff, but Kid Rock does kind of look like he got fed through a meth laboratory. Okay, I'm being mean. Kid Rock's got some good policies, some good ideas. He's given a lot of money back to Detroit, and he's a patriot. I got mutual friends with Kid Rock, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Hell, I don't look that good either. Maybe I look like I've been fed through that. The point is that I hope he wins the Senate. But he is really rough around the edges, and that shows Americans want wild men in office that will do what they say they'll do. But regardless, the fact that we got Trump in is a victory for populism. I'm not doing the postmortem on Trump here, politically. I'm just thinking ahead. If he's so isolated, so surrounded, so blackmailed, that he just decides to compromise because the Republican Party doesn't like him. He knows that they know that the Freedom Caucus, the Libertarian Christian Evangelical combine of Americana folks, Americanists, are involved in an insurrection to take over the Republican Party. And they see Trump as the first big domino to annihilate the blue blood globalists. They're the number one enemy. They're the Republican Party. And Trump knows that. So he does play long-term chess with folks, and he does always end up doing what he said he'd do in the end. So I have faith in Trump. But we're going to talk about where this DACA sideways crab behavior is coming from and what it might signify, and take your phone calls as well, straight ahead.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Anthony Bourdieu, that's a French name, almost like that Colbert. I don't know which name's more manly. I do declare he's come out and said he'd like to murder the president and his family. That's just par for the course. Officially on CNN. He's a CNN host. That's where he stands on that. And we've got our latest jihad behavior. London Underground blast, what we know, an improvised explosive device detonated on a London Underground train during rush hour Friday morning. 23 people were injured, including people burned head to toe, including children fighting for their lives. A manhunt is underway, and police are treating the incident as terrorism. You mean Islamic kiss of death. A timer was found on the device, a sign that the intent was to cause greater damage, a security source said. London Mayor Shahid Khan, who, by the way, as previously said, just get used to Islamic terror, says there will be an enhanced police presence across the city. Yes, bullying people that even mildly criticize Islam. Police ask anyone with images or info to upload it to UK police megaappeal.co.uk. And within an hour of this happening, because I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and it had happened, I guess over there in the middle of the day in London, they're 6 hours ahead, Texas time, versus Greenwich Mean Time, London time, and they were already saying they're treating it as a terror incident. And then I saw Trump's tweet a little bit later saying that, you know, he had heartfelt prayers for all that have been affected. This is why he has his travel ban from these nations that wish to do us harm. And CNN said, how dare you jump the gun and say it's terror when it's not even been announced as terror yet? So there's the headline from Paul Joseph Watson, leftists more outraged over Trump's tweets than London terror attack. 22 injured, terrorists still on the run. Yeah, but what about those tweets? And meanwhile, there's more gifts from the prophet. Woman burned from head to toe after Parsons Green tube explosion. Young boy injured in Parsons Green terror attack was left crying out for his brother in aftermath of the explosion. Well, that's what happens to infidels, according to Jihad. So, you know, thank the mayor who says refugees welcome, and all over England and all over the Europe. Proper, they take in the ISIS fighters and give them extra welfare and extra everything. That's in the news, and the police chiefs say that it's enrichment to have, quote, terrorists in your country, close quote. I'm not making that up. Parsons Green explosion, hunt for tube, bucket bomber. But, oh, just last week, the BBC had a report out about how to do your makeup after acid's been dumped on your face, because there's now hundreds of acid attacks per month in London alone. And it's not just Muslims doing it. Everyone's getting in on the fun new thing. Mix up the acid, throw it in a woman's face. Don't like how your girlfriend treats you? Don't like what your wife said? Girl doesn't go along with it? Just dump some hydrofluorosilicic acid on a girl's face and that'll teach her another wonderful Islamic import. The enrichment is so wonderful. And then meanwhile, we have lots of other enrichment here. Nice men shouting Allah Akbar attacks a soldier on patrol in Paris. Oh, and there's another one. They're just coming in by the minute here. Hammer attack on two women by man screaming Allah Akbar. But it has nothing to do with Islam. Of course it doesn't. And nothing to do with the appeasement. Oh, my goodness. So that's what's unfolding right now. And we're going to be covering it in more detail. And Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us from London, England, to break it down. Mike Cernovich will be on with us as well and hosting the fourth hour. In other big subjects we're going to be covering, is Trump really going sideways on DACA, and what does that signal? And if it is the case, what do we do? Versus if he isn't going sideways, then what's really happening? What are we witnessing? I know what's going on. And I'm going to break it down here in just a moment. Now, we're also going to get into the big question of if Dwayne The Rock Johnson runs for president and he has reportedly filed, what does that signify? And is he a patriot or is he a globalist? I've got some sources, multiple sources, and I'm going to give you my take on what this signifies. Very, very important information. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But getting back to London before I jump into DACA, we're going to go ahead and play a clip from Katie Hopkins, who, of course, is an outspoken British media personality who's been fired from jobs for daring to state that grass is green, the sky is blue, the ocean's wet, and fish swim in it. Here's the outspoken British media personality. I retweeted this at Real Alex Jones. If you're a radio listener, you might want to go retweet that. If you're a TV viewer, you might want to retweet it. But obviously for radio listeners, I'm just telling you, you can find it at newswars.com. You can also find it at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and Infowars.com. And in fact, there's the headline right there. I'm going to read that to radio listeners. Katie Hopkins, seven times LBC, should have fired the ex-apprentice contestant, including comments on Brussels, dear white people, and Alan Kurd's father. And that just gets into the whole history of her being censored and fired and going through hell for her simple speech in the UK, where they now no longer really have free speech. So the answer is exercise your free speech en masse. Say no to the bullying state that signed on to the EU program of selling out to Islam as the replacement population of Europe. It'd be one thing if you brought in a replacement population, because Europeans are having on average 1.3 children. It's another thing to have incentives to bring in radical military-age men, let them carry out terror attacks, and then protect them and try to bully the domesticated population of Europe, the servile population, the weak-kneed, yellow-bellied population, into converting to Islam. Not gonna happen if we have anything to do about it, because we're not all yellow-bellies, Antichrist people. But the forces of Satan are inside the gates, ladies and gentlemen, and submitting to it is worse than death. Here is Katie Hopkins telling it like it is on the latest cultural enrichment in London.
Has the world gone mad? When you look around at the news headlines of girls' uniforms being banned and a BBC article on how to do your makeup after an acid attack, do you wonder what the hell happened to this country? Take Brexit. The average punter thought when they put a cross against leave, out would mean out. Leave won. But that turned out to be the wrong answer for this lot. And since then, every last bit of jiggery-pokery has been used to try and get the answer London really wanted. Gina Miller went to the courts and the BBC went slightly more left-wing than John McDonnell. And if the constant campaigning against Leave weren't enough, Keir Starmer, with his commitment to keep Britain in the single market and in the customs union, came along. A word in your shell, Keir. I appreciate your favourite thing is your own reflection, but if I can drag you away from the mirror, let me explain just one thing. Out is the opposite of in. Oops, difficult. Let me make this sexual. Think of a penis. When it's in, you can feel it, usually. When it's out, you can't. So when we're in Europe, we're in the single market and accepting free movement of people in your private space. When you're out, you don't. I'm a girl, vaguely. I know about this consent lark, and whatever you think we voted for, Keir, we didn't say yes to more people where we weren't expecting them. We said no to the penis. Backing the single market is anti-Brexit and anti-democratic, and an anti-democratic politician, Keir, is not a good thing. The left want to silence voices from the right. They run to the Twitter police or the actual police. Shut it down. Demonetize it. Censor it. Guess what? Leave won. Trump won. The powerful think these were the wrong answers, but they do not get to play teacher. They do not get to decide whether we were right or wrong. My truths are Brexit and Trump. Our truth is democracy. When the world feels mad, your job is to remember what you believe and stand strong.
And again, I didn't play that to be vulgar. It is the perfect analogy, scientifically, in documentary form, of you're pregnant or you're not. You're a man or a woman. It's like Camille Paglia comes out and says it's child abuse to try to teach three-year-olds to have sexual reassignment surgery, and they call her a transphobe. No, I'm a phobe of pedophiles. And, again, it's not mentally ill to say there's men and there's women. There's dogs and there's cats. There's the sun, there's the moon. There's up and there is down. And it's mass mental illness to even get us to accept that these terror attacks aren't Islamic. It's crazy for us to sit there and accept all these speech police and everybody else trying to get us to turn reality upside down so that we'll live in this tyranny. I personally am done playing games with these people, and I know you are too. And all the frantic squawking and chirping and pecking and nudging and pushing and bullying that you see going into overdrive is a sign of true cultural desperation by the satanic pedophile control freak cuck elite. They're not elite in the sense of being good people. They're elite in the sense of being ne'er-do-well control freak filth. When we come back, is Trump betraying us on DACA? If he is, what does that signify? Well, it means we got to get The Rock suited up and ready. And we've got to take over even more House seats in the midterms.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in the town.
Terrorist attack this morning was an attempt by evil and cowardly individuals to kill, to injure, and to disrupt our way of life. And I want to pay tribute to the commuters on the tube, to the Transport for London staff, and to the others who acted swiftly this morning, and thankfully there aren't any serious injuries. Thankfully there aren't any life-threatening injuries, but there are, I'm afraid, 18 people who've been taken to a number of hospitals across London. And I'll pay tribute to the police and security services who, as we speak, are following up various lines of inquiry to ensure those responsible for this evil and cowardly attack are caught.
Just heard from our girlie, the Met Commissioner, saying that this is a live incident. What would you say to that?
Well, look, the police and security services are following up various lines of inquiry. If anybody has any information at all, it's really important. You may think
all
it's
right,
trivial.
That's the mayor, Sadiq Khan, like 6 hours ago. Now we know that it did seriously injure people. It wasn't 18, it was 22. Some people are burned over their entire bodies. Some of the injured are children. And you can pull up his famous quote from a year ago when he said, get used to it. This is part of life in big cities. What, all over the world, from Jakarta, Indonesia, to London, England, from Paris, France, to Berlin, Germany, having Muslims stab, shoot, and bomb people? And now we have folks being stabbed and attacked with hammers in France today in two separate incidents. And then the media does whatever it can to sell the public on submitting to it. There's the Daily Wire. Muslim mayor of London tells the public, get used to it. In fact, I'm going to pull that clip up and play that if we can. You've got to hear it for yourself to actually believe it. Oh, you just found it? Here it is.
The police in Yorkshire react. What I do know is part and parcel of living in a great global city is you've got to be prepared for these things. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to support the police doing an incredibly hard job. You've got to support the security services. And I think speculating when you don't know the facts is
So there you go. Yeah, support the police in London that go around harassing anybody from their Facebook or Twitter accounts that mildly criticize ISIS. They're trying to act like that the prime minister's a criminal in the German newspapers because she doesn't support radical Islam. This is how they turn the world upside down. Now, Pat Buchanan is asking, is this Trump's Read My Lips moment? That story's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be covering it when we come back in a long segment. Where does amnesty fit into hashtag America First agenda? Now, continuing here, we're going to open the phones up after I break this down. I want to get your specific take on this. First-time callers in the first few rounds, and it'll be open phones for everybody. First-time callers today, we're taking a lot of calls today. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 on this live September 15, 2016, Friday, global, worldwide broadcast. But I want to talk about the London terror attacks. I want to talk about the horrible aftermath of the hurricane, with more hurricanes coming. I mean, as you know, yesterday they found 9 dead bodies in one nursing home. Pray for folks in Florida and for people in South Texas. Those situations are ongoing. But, of course, the big issue is Trump going sideways on everybody? And I've looked at the facts. I've weighed it carefully. And I have figured out what Donald Trump is doing. And I'm going to go over it when we come back on the other side. I'm not sure I agree with it. I know overall I don't like it. But I also understand the forces behind the scenes moving against Trump. And I know that he sees and understands a lot of things in his position that we don't see and we don't understand. And I know that he's done so many good things. The globalists hate his guts. And by your enemies, you will know them. When you got Anthony Boudour of CNN saying if he had the Trump family over for dinner, he'd poison them with hemlock. Yes, that's how witches like to kill people, hemlock. And you've got everybody drama queening around, burning their Make America Great Again hats. Yep, sunshine patriots, not the winter soldiers. Because it's certainly not time to be abandoning ship at this point. If you totally abandon ship, then he will go completely to the Democrats, fools.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We have reached an incredibly important juncture or crossroads right now with Trump. And what we do as supporters of the president at this point, more than anything anybody else does, is going to govern the direction the president goes in. Because if the media can make it look like he's compromising, even when he hasn't compromised yet, that critical test showed how fast his support waned. That will tend to drive the president even more into the arms of the deep state and the Democrats to survive and to keep some legacy if he thinks his supporters are going to desert him. That's why for 2 days they've been saying that President Trump has betrayed his supporters and was set 2 days ago to announce that he was going to go ahead with the DREAM Act and the DACA legislation. That, ladies and gentlemen, had not happened yet. And now you see the big freakout going on and people becoming drama queens without looking at all of the different angles. one, Trump knows they're trying to cause a civil war in this country. And he understands the optics of what's happening. And so he's just basically giving this time for the American people to have a debate about it and for pressure to be put on the Republican Party establishment by their constituents. Because they're the ones that won't vote through anything Trump wants. They're the ones that won't do the tax cuts or repeal Obamacare. They're the ones that won't let him get his agenda through. They're the Republican establishment that won't pass a law that would have a reasonable form of the Dream Act for people that really have been here 30 years and who really did get here when they were 2 years old and who really do have college degrees and jobs. No. It's all a big lawless government that doesn't want to have any controls over immigration because they want to control large undocumented populations. Both parties do. And Trump is trying to force a movement on that and to create a consensus that he's a good guy who doesn't hate Hispanics or others so that he can force Congress to actually pass a reasonable bill and not just operate under executive fiat. But that's only a small part of the story, and I'm going to cover it all here in a moment. First, I want to play a very powerful report from Paul Joseph Watson titled, Is This Racist? On the heels of a report I have from CNN, where again, they're coming back and saying, Antifa needs to be racist, they're a good organization, we're allowed to go out and label people as bad, and then attack them, because we're the white knights, we're the angels. No, in truth, you're the fascist. So here's Paul Watson's report.
Is this racist? What a f***. Yes, that's racist. Global condemnation, mass media outrage. Is this racist? Rapper wearing a hoodie that says revenge depicts the hanging of a white child to achieve racial justice. So that's not racist. Barely any condemnation, barely any media coverage. I can't even show the full clip because this video would get removed. Oh, but YouTube will let you watch the original, not age restricted and with millions and millions of views. They even added it to their trending section. A video of a child being lynched. Because that's advertiser friendly. Criticize modern art though, that's a big no-no. Let's do a character witness. Who's the villain here? Who's more likely to be driven by hate and intolerance? PewDiePie, a meek Swede who plays video games and messed up by saying a bad word. Or this thug, someone who gets into brawls on stage, allegedly headbutts and punches his pregnant girlfriend, then rants about how he's going to sexually abuse people's sisters as revenge. Who's the bad guy who's subject to global media condemnation? Yeah, it's PewDiePie. But Paul, the rapper, was decrying racial violence on both sides. Really? Okay, there's a couple of lines in the song which suggest that, but it's pretty hard to express nuance when you're depicting black-on-white mob beatings and children getting lynched. Besides, in his own words, he said he did it to get noticed. His main motivation was to cause controversy. My point is the double standard of the media in how this is glossed over, but PewDiePie is vilified for saying a bad word. Depicting a white kid writhing in agony as he's strangled to death to satiate your twisted need for racial justice. That kind of trash is actually going to create more white supremacists. Well done. Yeah, you want to drive more people into embracing ethnocentrism? That's the way to do it. You want to worsen racial divisions? That's the way to do it. Oh, but PewDiePie made a sound with his mouth that was offensive. Yeah, he apologized for it, and the vast majority of his viewers accepted the apology. Oh, but we need more grist for our fake moral panic. We need more red meat for my race war. So we're never going to shut up about it.
A handy guide to the language of the alt-left. Fascist. Someone I disagree with. Nazi. Someone I really disagree with. White supremacist. Someone I disagree with who is white. Internalized misogyny. Someone I disagree with who's a woman. Low information voter. Someone I disagree with is working class. Xenophobe. Someone I disagree with about immigration. Islamophobe. Someone I disagree with about Islam. Transphobe. someone I disagree with who understands biology. Post-truth world. I can't believe how many people disagree with me. A handy guide to the language of the alt-left.
The Young Turks celebrating the dying out of white Christians. Is that racist? No, but the ACLU posted a photo of a white baby. That's racist. A top musician creating a taxpayer-funded spoken word performance in which he describes white people as inbred spawn soon to die out.
You are dead. Dead, random, white dude.
Is that racist? No, but your kid might be part of a hate group. If they listen to heavy metal music, saying all white people are racist, thereby collectively demonizing an entire group based on their skin color. Is that racist? No, but Macklemore's haircut from a year ago, a hairstyle literally favored by the majority of men in the Western world between the ages of 18 and 40, that's racist. Oh, and Eric Trump's haircut too, that's racist. CNN published an article basically saying that all Trump supporters, 63 million Americans, including nearly 4 million black people, were white supremacists by default. And that's not racist. White marble, on the other hand, that's racist.
You know what else the left thinks is racist? White marble. Here's what University of Iowa professor Sarah Bond wrote about the classical art world. The equation of white marble with beauty is not an inherent truth of the universe. It's a dangerous construct that continues to influence white supremacist ideas today.
The Huffington Post reacting to the tragic death of Otto Warmbier by mocking the fact that his white privilege didn't save him. Is that racist? No, speaking English in higher education, and that's racist, even though the majority of the people in the world who speak English aren't white, it's still racist. An art poster plastered on the wall of a national gallery that repeatedly says, F white people. Is that racist? No, people dressed up as cops and robbers for a college costume party, that's racist because it's offensive to the black prison population. Upholding a culture and a welfare system that keeps black people poor, dependent, breaks up their families, and leaves them prone to mass incarceration, that's not racist. Confederate General Robert Lee statues, that's racist, even though Lee said slavery was, quote, evil, and freed all the slaves on his plantations, still racist. Charles Barkley saying that black people should concentrate more on getting an education and being successful than tearing down statues.
I think if you ask most black people, to be honest, they thought a day in their life about those stupid statues. What we as black people need to do, we need to worry about getting our education. We need to stop killing each other. We need to try to find a way to have more economic opportunity and things like that.
That's racist. And Barclay's a white supremacist for saying it. Can't we just stop obsessing about racism for 5 minutes? Can't we just stop weaving every tiny little thing into a giant tapestry of moral panic and contrived race war? Can't we remember Martin Luther King's message of judging someone based on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin? Can't we all just get along?
I suggest all of you spread that video. It's posted to newswars.com, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. And remember, the globalists are working around the clock to block our articles, our videos, because they're so effective, they're so truthful, they're so common sense, they're so logical. But despite all their attempts, still the videos are going viral and reaching people at unprecedented levels. That's why whether it's a video I've done or that Paul Watson's done, it doesn't matter. If it's an Infowars.com article or video, you are welcome to post it to your site. You're welcome to play it on your radio show. You're welcome to post it on your YouTube. I just want to get the information out. Now, coming up, I'm going to look deeply into this DACA situation and Trump and break down what's really happening. And we've got the latest on how Scotland Yard knew about the terrorists. It's now coming out that just bombed the tube station 8 hours ago and basically stood down because it was politically correct to do. And we have Zuckerberg saying he's getting ready to run for president, and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, would be who opposed him as a Republican. We'll look at that as well. But the first thing I want to get to now is Antifa claims They have to beat up Americans. This is a real report. And Mr. Bordeur of CNN says he wants to kill the president as well. But again, when they're doing it, they're the good guys, so it's okay to be for murder and torture and evil because they're psychologically bankrupt. Here it is.
Is that absolutely necessary?
What is doing for him?
Yes. What did he say?
He's afraid it is.
Oh, fine. There we are, madam. Congratulations. Thank well done. Jolly good.
Why not be peaceful about it? Why not, you know, chant and hold your signs and things? But when you take the barricades and you destroy the building and when you set fires, isn't that counterproductive?
You know, I think that the left has been far too timid for way too long. And it's why we've even gotten in this position where we even have someone like Donald Trump leading a fascist movement as the president of the United States. We need to make sure that we have more mass protests, more militant protests that are mass and militant.
Antifa claims that the fascist Nazi system is against them. Thus, it is their right to use violence to get their point across to the hate groups they supposedly target and ludicrously blame for being behind a republic and melting pot of 325 million Americans. But anybody that has been confronted by Antifa knows full well that Antifa's real enemy is the average American citizen.
What are you guys beating us up for?
What'd you get hit with?
Holy shit. I just got hit with red paint. If you can see.
Look like the thugs from Nazi Germany that they claim to be against. They say no fascism. They're acting like fascists. They dress like fascists. They look like fascists. They are the fascists.
The media would also warp your mind into believing that Antifa are solely targeting neo-Nazi, racist skinhead, the KKK, actual white nationalists, and other hate organizations in the United States. 917 of them, according to this map brought to us by the skewed offshore bank accounts of the Southern Poverty Law Center, funded in part by, of all things, your Apple iTunes account.
We would have been crushed like cockroaches if it were not for the anarchists and the anti-fascists who approached over 350 anti-fascists. They saved our lives, actually. We would have been completely crushed, and I'll never forget that.
Meanwhile, as Ben Shapiro prepares to speak at a heavily fortified UC Berkeley tonight, where the local police have been given back their right to use pepper spray, the slimy apologists for the domestic terror group known as Antifa have come out of the woodwork. The Hill reports Mike Isaacson, who is one of the founders of Smash Racism DC, an Antifa organization in Washington, says the justification of the use of violence is that Nazi ideology at its very core is founded on violence and on wielding power by any means. There's the question of whether these people should feel safe organizing as Nazis in public, and I don't think they should, said Isaacson. Mark Bray, a Dartmouth historian and author of a recent book on Antifa activists, justifies their use of violence as self-defense against the inherent danger of fascist organizing. The argument is that it needs to be stopped immediately, Bray says, because if you let it grow, that poses a danger to society. Bray's deceitful and dangerous comment is a study in pure hypocrisy. Antifa is nothing less than an army of confused, whining daycare millennials idiotically fighting for George Soros's New World Order system. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Now that is an extremely powerful report that needs to go mega viral. I'm going to have it posted to Facebook today, and I want to ask everybody to get it out. I'm going to retweet it right now, coming up when this hour ends, at Real Alex Jones. And all of us need to be on Twitter and Facebook now more than ever while there's still a little bit of daylight left with the censorship. Because the stronger we're there, and the more we don't let them force us off of it, and the more we point out their hypocrisy, and the more that we call for congressional investigations, the better a chance is we have of keeping the web somewhat free. So at Prison Planet's how you follow Paul Watson. At Real Alex Jones. And then, of course, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, all the rest of our great crew are there as well. This is a war. And we're reaching new people every millisecond there with millions of views every day on Facebook and Twitter and other video streaming platforms with our live streams, not to mention archives. And this is how we're reaching new people. Yes, we're on over 200 stations on talk radio. And it's the dyed-in-the-wool patriots, hardworking Americans, veterans, active duty, police officers, farmers, factory workers, the backbone of the nation, of every race, color, and creed, because we're all one race, the human race that have red blood and made by the same creator, and want our children to be free. We judge people by the character of what they've done and what they stand for and what they produce, not what color they are. Like Martin Luther King said, not like the evil George Soros, Nazi collaborator, Black Lives Matter trash say. Or the idiot, white supremacist trash, say. And that's the facts. Now, I'm going to get into the Trump situation here in a moment because I've really weighed it. I've looked at it all. I know what's going on. And I understand what the president's doing. It's what he's always done. He creates chaos when he hits a loggerhead, to figure out exactly what's going on and to get people energized and awake. And because he's done such a good job so far outsmarting these people, I'm not going to let the Democrats trick me into deserting Trump over them claiming he's going sideways on DACA. But we're going to look at all the elements and look at what if I'm wrong. Bigger question is, what if Trump's wrong? Because if Trump's wrong about what he's doing, he needs to understand. Chucky Schumer and these people want to tear you apart. Now, you're right, Trump. They're the weak ones. The Democrats are the slobbering, ne'er-do-well, gutter criminals. The blue-blood Republicans are the real problem. And see, Trump knows the Republicans are moving to remove him. And he thinks he's doing a rearguard action. And I don't like Machiavellian moves, but he's in a Machiavellian war. So when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. This is very sophisticated. It gives me a headache because I can see all the angles. And I know Trump's for real. My gut tells me that. I intellectually already know it. But we don't rise and fall with Trump. And it's how we take what he's doing, whether he sells us out or not. How we respond to that is the real outcome. Because let's say he goes sideways for whatever reason. I'm not a victim. I've had a great victory. We've already defeated a lot of their operations. We've already devastated them and put them decades back. But they want to use whatever happens with Trump, whether he stays strong or not, to act like we've lost and run a mind game on us. And they're not doing that to me. But I see the media giving it. I mean, you don't think I couldn't burn a MAGA hat or say I'm off the Trump train and be on every newspaper cover in the country and the media suddenly, oh, Alex, we like you. Suddenly your videos can be seen. Oh, well, we'll make a movie about you. Give me a break. So there's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys and a lot of sunshine patriots. You know, they're on the bandwagon as long as the team's winning. But as soon as the quarterback gets his knee hurt, oh, they start rooting for the other team. That's called delusion. That's what the left does. They like the Democrats and Obamacare when the Republican scum wrote it. And it's 60% a Republican screw job. I mean, that's all admitted by the think tanks. So I'm going to walk through healthcare, too, because you got to understand that to understand this process and what Trump's really trying to do here. Before I get into that, listen, if you're not supporting this broadcast, I think you're crazy. But most of you are, and I appreciate it. And we've got 50% off on all of the high-quality Super Blue tooth care products. We've got toothbrushes impregnated with coil silver. We've got high-quality, made-in-America, organic fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver impregnated in it for children and adults. We have Super Blue mouthwash, but super high-quality concentrated mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine added. We have the 10-to-1 Embrace Essentials as well. That is essential oils and really strong. So two different types of mouthwash. It's all there. 50% off InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And then we have the Caveman Bone Broth Formula. About 4 years ago, I noticed some of the best new trending products, especially people in CrossFit, military folks, Ironman participants, was bone broth. They were actually getting ox bones and chicken bones that were fresh, grinding them up, not just doing it in big soups, but actually grinding them up. So some products came out that were some ground up bones. And I thought, you know, I want to get the very best organic chicken, reduce it down, you know, the biggest company out there that does this, put it out with turmeric, mushroom, chaga mushroom, a bunch of other superfoods, bee pollen together. And it blows away the other best-selling bone broth formulas. Talk about a true superfood. The ancients knew that the power was in the bones, the trace minerals, the marrow. It's all there. You know, Grandma knew if you got the flu or you're sick, take the chicken broth, leave the bones in with the chicken broth, strain it off, and, you know, that was the best thing. Well, this is light years ahead of just what you get by boiling some bones. This is the bones turned into a dust but done through a cold pressing system so that it's atomized, so you get full absorption mixed in with, what, eight other, I don't know why we say seven plus superfoods. I haven't looked it up. It's eight superfoods all together, 50% off, but that's got to end next week because it's about to sell out, and then we're not scheduled to get more until October. So, again, that special is about to end on the Caveman Strawberry or Chocolate Flavor. I like to mix it with milk myself, then it tastes good. If you do it with water, it tastes okay. Just kind of hold your nose. But it is a superfood. You mix it in with whey. We have our whey. That's just a private label, one of the top organic grass-fed whey's out there. The cows are grass-fed. You've got that very competitively priced. I like to mix a scoop of the Caveman in with a scoop of the whey. Problem is, it's really made me spoiled because as a meal replacement, I hardly even work out these days. I just take the Caveman and the X2 and the Supermail. So that's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods. That's going to end now this weekend. The entire spectrum of My Patriot Supply, private label by us under the name InfoWars Select, drop shipped from Utah, totally freshly packaged, the exact same food. Normally we can offer 10% off, but with promo code READY, R-E-A-D-Y, it is 50% off. We've never done that, but I want folks to be able to take advantage of that. With Amazon doubling a lot of their preparedness prices during these hurricanes, I thought when they go low, we go high, to quote Hillary, but we really go high. So that's go high morally with the cut of 50% off. Knock out the sleep aid with valerian root, melatonin, and what, eight other ingredients as well for the price of a regular dose of melatonin. Again, it's amazing. 40% off on the sleep aid. Knock out 40% off of the toxic metal and chemical detox Z-Shield and more. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchases make it all possible. Whether it's a CNN's fake news shirt or an InfoWars.com shirt to meet like-minded people and support the broadcast, it's all a 360 win. Please support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Let them know you're supporting. Or send that local station $100 a month or whatever you can afford. All right. A bunch of guests, a ton of news, my detailed take on DACA, is Trump selling us out, and more in the second hour. Please spread the word. That's how we resist the enemy. You are the InfoWar.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.